Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 235.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 235. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your support, as always. In this particular episode, Trent Bryden, one of our amazing Jazz Piano School staff educators, is bringing you an episode on how to use exotic scales to improvise and solo over any chord. This is a really, really cool episode. I love the title. I love the content. And I know you are too. It's going to be really, really informative and kind of just help you get that out sound that you're looking for and really kind of give you a different perspective on how to approach certain chords, how to kind of use the less widely used scales, you know, that everyone talks about, or I should say doesn't talk about, right? And kind of really get some really cool sounds and atmospheres that I know we're all looking to strive for and achieve. And, you know, even so do I to this point. You know, I look for different types of colors, different types of approaches. So I really, really love this episode by Trent Bryden. With that being said, again, our new release line of Jazz Piano School playbooks is coming and being released on Black Friday 2021. And actually, we're going to continuously release new ones even after Black Friday. So we have an amazing, amazing discount, a huge promotion. We only do it once a year, obviously, on Black Friday. I mean, everyone knows on Black Friday, right? You get the biggest, biggest discount on Black Friday. And that's what we do once a year, every single year. And people who have signed up in the past will tell you that it's our absolute best offer and best deal of the year. So that's going to be really fun. We're releasing all that new education. And then we have a new release coming in the new year, which will be our improvisation course, specialty course. So I'm excited. I'm excited. All this new amazing stuff. I'm also going through all the videos and essentially refilming the entire Success Path curriculum for upgraded angles. You get to see me teaching you, with a webcam on me, not just on the piano. A lot of cool new practice videos, some new web updates. So yeah, it's a great time. I'm busy, but I love it. I love it. My team and I love it. And it's just so much fun to be here educating all of you. So if you haven't done so, go to jazzpianoschool.com and check out all the free education we have. You can also sign up for our email list by downloading any of the free resource that we have or getting on our live podcast sign up email sheet, so you can get emails about when I go live to record the podcast, and you can actually be in a live audience member on the podcast. So that's really, really cool. And obviously, when you're on our email list, you're going to get updates about all of our new releases. You're going to get all the free education that we email out, including the Lick of the Week, a new podcast. We have over 230 podcasts now at this time, and obviously all of our promotions and discounts, which is really, really fun. And obviously, that's going to be the best time to become a Jazz Piano School member and get access to everything. Now, recently, our membership has changed, and with a monthly membership, you actually just get all access to everything inside of Jazz Piano School. Whereas before, you didn't. You had to kind of add on specialty courses. I recently changed that about a couple months ago. When you do sign up for a monthly membership, you do get access to absolutely everything inside of Jazz Piano School. So that's really, really fun. So I think I've talked a lot. I really don't have any more to say besides that. This is an amazing episode. I hope you enjoy. And here we go.
What's up, guys? This is Trent with Jazz Piano School here. And today we're going to be talking about using scales to improvise over chords and progressions, but not in the way that you're probably used to. In jazz education, and specifically in Jazz Piano School, we learn what scales work over what chords. But I would just like to talk about the fact that you can use any scale over any chord as long as you do so melodically and in a way that makes sense to you. So today's lesson is going to be about taking these scales that have theoretically nothing to do with certain chords and progressions, but but using these scales as launching points for creativity and using the constraints of notes that might not normally sound good to create lines that are unique sounding and that you might not come up with on your own. So I'm going to be talking about a scale that comes from a book by Yusef Lateef called The Repository of Scales and Melodic Patterns. And this is a book of all kinds of different scales and melodic possibilities that I've found really interesting. But this scale is, it's called an Arabian scale, or there's three or four of these Arabian scales on this page, and this is just one of them. I can't remember the specific name. If anyone knows it, you can say it in the comments. But the scale goes like this. And your first thought might be, oh, that's just the G minor scale, and then the D half whole diminished scale stacked on top of it. So it's like the 5-7 and the 1 combine into one scale. And, you know, maybe you're right if that's how you think of it. And that's fine to think of it that way sometimes, but I want to challenge you to, when you practice these kind of exotic scales, not think of them in terms of things that you already know. Don't think of this as, oh, it's just A plus B, and I know that already, so I don't need to bother with this new scale because I know how it's made up. I want you to try to practice these scales, whether you're coming up with it yourself or whether you're getting it from a book. Practice these scales as, you know, things of themselves, as independent entities. And I don't even want you to take this through all the different keys. I just want you to take this set of notes, G, A, B flat, C, D, E flat, F, and G flat or D sharp or F sharp, and take that through a tune that you're working on and figure out how to apply that scale over different chords and different progressions. I was doing this today over the tune Round Midnight, which I've been working on recently. So let me just play through Round Midnight and then show you how I'm working in this scale. So I'll stop when I get to the first point that I'm going to use it. So normally I just play something like, or, which is fine. That's kind of like, that's like scale theory lines, you know, with bebop kind of lines, which is cool. But what I want to do is now take this scale and apply it to this 2-5 going to A flat minor, specifically over this E flat 7 chord. Now, in traditional scale theory, we know we could play an E-flat Mixolydian mode over this, and it would sound good, so any note would sound good. Or, whatever. But now let me play you what I came up with using this scale. So, one more time. Slowly, it's. I'm using all the notes of this scale, but I'm using it in a way that sounds. In a way that sounds melodic and makes sense. but you would not come up with this from playing the correct scales. You would not come up with it from playing approach notes. You would not come up with it maybe from anything other than this exact scale. And I'm all about finding new and unique ways to play things and breaking out of muscle memory and breaking out of patterns. And this is a really cool way to do it because it really forces you to kind of compose. Like there's only a certain amount of ways that these notes can sound good to you. And it's fun to find them. And I don't think I ever would have come up with that line if I hadn't been working through this book in this scale and put it through this tune. So I just think that's really cool. Here's another way you could play it when you're on the 2-5 A flat D flat 7 that goes back to the E flat minor. You could play so in context it's excuse me. And then you gotta resolve it somehow. One more time. Right? So this, it's got some really interesting harmonic things going on. Like, I'm playing basically a F major 6 chord over D flat 7. I'm playing the major 7 over a dominant chord, but because it comes from something, it sounds right, and it's put together in a way that sounds right. And I guarantee you, I nor you would never have just played this from thinking about playing 2-5 from A flat minor 7 to D flat 7. Right? So again, I find it so cool that you can take unrelated scales and they force you to come up with really cool kind of out sounding lines that just make sense that you would not come up with otherwise. Here's one final example on the bridge. Here I'm doing it from this F7 to the B-flat 7. And remember, my notes, these are my options. So I'm going to play. I think that was all of them. Yeah, it is. So. It's really cool. It's if you were to look at that theoretically, it would be starting on the third of that F. And then going up the B-flat mixolydian scale, but emphasizing that sharp 5. But that's not what I was thinking about. I was just looking at my palette of notes to choose from and coming up with this. This little phrase here. So my whole point showing you this is to kind of break you out of your box of just necessarily playing scales that are supposed to be related to the chords, even if that be like a fancy substitution, anything that has a theoretical reason for working. And I want you to take scales, kind of these exotic scales. You can find them in books. You can come up with them yourself. It could be hexatonic scales. It could be pentatonic scales. But find a way to make lines out of them over progressions that shouldn't make sense, but you make them make sense. And then you can reverse analyze it and figure out what's going on. And then you can use those concepts in a regular kind of theoretical setting where you know what you're doing. Like, for example, the start of this line right here, the first one that I showed you that goes... it starts going up a triad and lands on the sharp 9. So you can take that concept and practice it, going up a triad, landing on the sharp 9, and then going down kind of a diminished pattern that emphasizes the sharp 11. And then landing on the blue note or the sharp 4 of the resolving chord. So like you can extract those concepts from what you come up with. But don't do that first. First, just do what sounds good and then extract concepts that you discover. If you haven't listened to my podcast yet, you know I'm all about exploring and finding these new ideas. So I really hope you find this interesting. I'm going to play all the way through it one more time using all of these examples, and then you guys can have fun practicing this idea. And again, the book that this scale comes from is Yusef Lateef's Repository of Scales and Musical Patterns, or something like that. All right, here we go. There you go. Have fun exploring these concepts, discovering your own scales, someone else's scales, but using them in ways that you've never used them before. All right. Happy practicing.